Little by Sheltering Sky by John Mack.
Good evening, and American Fort Wayne Symphony. This is Ron Rogers from Knoxville, Tennessee. I'll be one of your evaluators this evening at the 2013 Utah Music Education Association State Concert Festival. I hope you have a great, great performance tonight. I look forward to hearing you. I've heard so much about you. It looks like a great, great program tonight with the repertoire. I hope that something I say may be of some use to you. Okay. Well, I like the snare sound. Okay, be real careful. Don't cover the technical issues up in upper woodwinds. There we go, shape a little bit. There we go, good. Shape evenly throughout the ensemble. Doom ba. Maybe a little bit more length right there, just for sonority. There we go. I can hear that woodwinds very nicely right there. Good. Let that go, let that grow. Good. Now let's start again. Maybe a little bit more emphasis. D, 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 da, all the way through the ensemble. Nice work, trumpets. Yeah, it almost feels like you're not putting enough emphasis on those notes, like they're almost wanting to rush bars 39 and 40. Come on, do some things. You could go beyond the score a little bit with it. Good. I mean, you're doing nice. Come on. Real careful, pitch. That's nice, very nice. Accent on the first beats of the four groupings. Okay, very nice. Good. Nice style. You know, the ensemble sound extremely controlled. Very, the transparency was good. I think it even got better as we went. Okay, which is understandable. You know, just some things as far as note weights. On the half notes, I think we talked about 39. You know, just the problem of getting some things to be able to be heard. Some of the woodwinds, the brass, maybe just a touch too heavy. I mean, nothing of any real concerns at all. I really like the snare sound. The approach to the snare drum playing back from the back also. Okay, very nice work. Okay. We're gonna move on to the Sheltering Sky, John Mackey. Once again, I'm very, very impressed with your selections. The taper, very nice. Good. Get up to the pitch. On up a little. Don't be afraid of that. I'd weigh into that D flat. Just a little bit more in the tenor sax, and euphonium. Don't let it just sit there. Let it sort of blossom into the B flat for the resolve. work that half step between the euphonium and the horn a little bit more to create that little bit of distance before the resolution. It's right there again. There we go. Okay. I'd put even maybe a slight crescendo on that concert, C flat, just to emphasize the resolution of it. I like the way you're tapering the ends of your phrases. There you go. Nice. Even warmer. It's the same thing right here. There you go. Yeah. I think I might even linger a little bit more there in the letter G as we get to that measure. Listen to pitch up in the flutes. Heads up as we go further through the note. Listen, adjust. Warmer, even darker. There, nice resolution. Good. Thank you, oboist. Nice work. Nice work throughout. Very nice work. Good. I mean, everything, the things you're doing very, very nicely. Very, very nicely. And, you know, the things I talked about, you know, this is very much, I've talked to many groups today, you know, lyrical pieces like this, all pieces, I guess, are really nothing more than a series of tension, release, distance, constants, that kind of thing. You know, what you have to do in order to make, I think you need to really, really just grind into some of the dissonances or some of the tensions a little bit more, and it makes that release even more satisfying to the listener, to the player, everyone. Okay? But, very nice job. Very nice job. All right, moving on to Kelly. Thank you. his work, soloist. Build. Very nice. The vertical alignment, good. Consistency of articulation, depth, good. Build, come on. There you go. So I would let that B flat once again just sort of blossom there. The clarinet for results the A. More of a crescendo right there. Nice job. Be fearless there, horns. I'm not saying this because everything's going very, very well for you right now. Come on, bring out the runs, come on. No consistency between the two choirs of articulation. Brass were a little bit shorter than what the woodwinds were. Going together, come on, breathe, talk. Oh, come on, don't go flat on the release. Say same thing, it's just some release issues right there at the very end of the phrase. That just a touch, I think, the dotted quarters. accents. Better? Together, come on. Low breath, that descending line. Nice work, trombones. Once again, consistency of articulation through the groups, through the choirs. Just a little bit more of the fives right there. Or I say five, I guess it's maybe a cued celesta part. It's all right. It's all right. Your time on those triplets. And that horn, I wish the horn part would come out just a little bit more. Good, nice job. Don't let that whole note decay quite so much. There you go, good. Thank you. real careful in the long notes. Nice. Good. Yeah, at the very end, I would love to have heard just a little bit more of the vocalist, just a touch, but all on still, so very, very nice. The issues I have are very few and very, very far between. You know, this thing calls for a little bit of everything, be it the vertical, be it the horizontal alignment, the way the Fraser is shaped, and you handled everything so nicely. Okay, this at times is such a piece of extreme, okay? And I think, you know, you work to maximize the extremes on both ends, both on the high side, the low sides, okay? There's really nothing I can tell you very much that you already know, because it's obvious that was just really, really nice. I enjoyed it. You know, it's a piece I had the privilege of sitting through some rehearsals last year, watching Ray Kramer work with our Allstate band in Tennessee, and I just fell in love with the piece, and I enjoyed it just as much tonight. I thought you really, like I say, just did a wondrous job with it. My compliments to you. I mean, the high levels of thinking required for this, as far as the performance of it, and for the conducting of it, okay, is pretty remarkable. So once again, compliments to you. Great job on all three pieces, and I hope that you can find something that I said that might be of some use to you. Thanks a lot.